Box 4, Religious Arguments Used to Permit CFM. In interpretations of the Quran, guardianship is practiced where a woman requires the permission of a guardian usually considered to be her father or another male relative in the absence of the father to make all decisions regarding her life and well-being, including decisions in relation to marriage. In interpretations of the Quran, while no specific age of marriage is stated, the concept of attaining puberty is used to derive the lower age of marriage for a girl when she is considered to be ready for marriage once she attains puberty. In interpretations of Islam and Hinduism, a girl's virginity is considered to be sacred and her purity, enforced by forbidding premarital sex, has to be ensured. Interpretations of Hinduism place a woman's value throughout her life with a man in order to protect her virginity and family honor. In all religions, the only accepted union is between a man and a woman, requiring the need to protect and enforce heteronormativity, which is sanctioned through marriage and protecting the traditional nuclear family. Homosexuality is usually forbidden and considered going against the divine order. In Islam, practices of polygamy, i.e., marriage to more than one spouse, is justified for males only. These notions are linked to continuing the male line and patriarchy. In many religions, the use of contraception and access to safe abortion services are seen as going against divine law that ensures life begins at conception and that the notion of a soul prevails even before birth. Across religions, reproduction is considered a critical aspect of continuing the religious following, as well as continuing the male bloodline. As a result, women's bodies are seen as vehicles to ensure religious justification of patriarchy. Source: Hadstha 2017, Bhagavata 2016, and Balasubramanian, Ram Prakash, and Swarajmai 2016. Page 21. Until and unless these intersections are recognized, and counter-narratives are devised that promote notions of choice, consent, mutual respect, equality, and justice, there will be limited progress on ending traditional practices such as CFM. Furthermore, action is needed to remove the influence that religion and culture has on justifying such practices that focus both on girls who are already affected and those at risk. These should move away from working through intermediaries such as religious leaders to end the practice to take on a more direct approach of engagement. Such attempts need to use a rights-based framework that furthers empowerment. Programs that aim to target religious leaders as a vehicle of change need to ensure that the best interests of children are always considered in program design and implementation. A role that perceptions and attitudes play in perpetuating the practice includes a broad range of stakeholders, including religious leaders,